Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Oklahoma Farm Bureau serves agriculture across all 77 Oklahoma counties. They're invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau is all about improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is excited about being a part of the 100th anniversary convention of the American Farm Bureau in New Orleans, where I have coverage with radio reports, web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our daily email, and via our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Our coverage powered by the strongest and largest farm organization in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
We're on the scene in New Orleans at the 2019 American Farm Bureau Convention, powered by the folks at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, improving the lives of rural Oklahomans along the way. Here in New Orleans, yesterday, opening general session of the 100th anniversary of American Farm Bureau, Zippy Duval, president of AFBF, introducing the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, the Honorable Pat Roberts of Kansas.
We've had a busy year in Washington to close out the 115th Congress, especially in the Senate Ag Committee. Not only did the committee work to conduct hearings and move numerous nominations and get the president's team on board, we got the president's team on board in Ag. Haven't done that on some other folks, but we're working on that. Without any need for an extension, we had a new farm bill. First time we've done that since 2002. We got her done. And we got her done with your help, and I truly appreciate that.
Senator Pat Roberts. Besides the farm bill, Senator Roberts also talked about the new clean water rule proposed by the Trump administration as they moved to get rid of the old Obama rule.
WOTUS, WOTUS, WOTUS. They wanted farm ponds to follow the same criteria as a swimming pool so you could wear your bathing suit and get in the farm pond. I know every farmer here, every farm family here, couldn't wait until the chores were done, all the work in the field were done, so they could get in a Speedo bathing suit and a kayak and guide it through those critters in the farm pond. But at any rate, we have a new proclamation, a new proposal before us. There's going to be a comment period. Now, folks, I want to tell you this: sign those cards. I'm going to guess and say we'll get 20,000. We need 25, we need 30, I sound like an auctioneer. But what happens is the environmental community, with all of their organizations, dwarf whatever we'll send in. But the content of what we say is so terribly important.
Kansas Senator Pat Roberts. Today, the closing general session will be happening around midday here in New Orleans, and it'll be featuring the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump will be on hand for the second year in a row at Farm Bureau. Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, says on the minds of a lot of folks exactly what the president will say about this partial government shutdown and how soon things might be rectified. Mozell saying anxiety out in the country starting to rise.
It is, and the longer it goes on, the more of an issue it becomes on everything from data at the USDA to really the biggest problem I'm hearing from farmers, including a number of our members that are up here, is the FSA offices being closed.
Farm Bureau members seem to be pleased and excited that the president coming back to Farm Bureau for the second year in a row. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association planning a one-day winter policy meeting on Wednesday, January 23rd at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. This meeting is a gathering of Oklahoma cattle farmers and ranchers to discuss issues, state and national, important to the Oklahoma beef cattle industry. If you want more information, you can go to okcattlemen.org or give the OCA a call at 405-235-4391. OCA, the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. And that's a check of your agricultural news from New Orleans. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.